The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings. Welcome to our meditation session. And as an introduction, I sometimes think of when we speak that honesty is mindfulness out loud. And then to turn that around, when we meditate, mindfulness is honesty to ourselves. That somehow the moment of mindfulness is to connect to what is true and to recognize that truth. And sometimes it's hard to recognize what's true in ourselves. And the idea is with mindfulness is to certainly recognize what's true and to become clear enough about that, that one is not in conflict with what's going on in the present moment with ourselves in our direct experience. And without being in conflict, to be able to name or recognize or be with what is our direct experience in a truthful, honest way. And it can be as simple as the truth of the moment as we breathe. It can be the truthful acknowledgement of how we're feeling. Or if our mind is very distracted, very distractible, it's an honest recognition of that without conflict. It's kind of saying the truth to ourselves. This is what's happening. And so we have a technique in Vipassana that some people use called mental noting. And in a sense, it's mental truth-telling. And the value of noting is not so much the note per se, but one of the great values is that whenever we stay moment by moment with what's happening in the direct experience, and we have supported in doing that by the noting, then we're not wandering off into thought. And this idea of being free from the wandering mind, free enough to stay in the present, is the aim of mindfulness. And so this truth-telling, moment by moment, is an alternative to wandering off in abstractions and fantasy and commentary and judgments about things and staying with the simplicity of things, including just simply recognizing there's commentating going on, there's fantasy happening, there's mental discourses happening. So the simplicity of truth. So to sit in a meditation posture, and a posture that perhaps will allow you to be grounded and present in a truthful way to what your experience is. And if you're sitting upright, there's a way of sitting upright with your chest a little bit open and expanded that can feel like you're here to really feel and be present for what is true. And then gently closing your eyes. And taking a few moments to have a gentling within, relaxing and gentling, maybe as you exhale, a gentling that involves a kind regard to oneself, a turning towards a friendliness, a caringness for this experience of ours. a gentling within. And in a gentle way, perhaps you can take a little deeper breaths, expanding the chest, opening the chest a bit. And as you exhale, a gentle letting go and settling in. Breathing in and breathing out. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And it's often good at the beginning of a meditation to consciously relax the body where it's easy. If it's difficult, it's okay not to. Softening in the face. Softening in the shoulders. And softening in the belly. Breathing in and breathing out. And then as you're sitting here, allow yourself to notice the simple truths of what's happening. Simple meaning just itself as it appears, without explanations or analysis or commentary. Just the present moment manifestation of experience. And perhaps for this sitting, that can be the flavor of mindfulness, a simple recognition of what is true, moment by moment, without commentary or judgment. Just the simplicity of what is true now. And now, and now. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, part of being truthful is to be true. More than just what we say, but in how we are and how we are show up in our body. To have the ease and the peacefulness of being true. And being able to speak the truth. And may it be that in our care and our compassion, sympathy for the world and for others, may we know how to speak the truth in caring ways, in compassionate ways. And may it be that we have the courage to be true in the different circumstances we find ourselves in today. And that we be true to ourselves and true to the truth and true to the situation, so we can bring benefit to the world with a clear sense, clear vision of kindness and support and compassion for others, friendliness. May it be that by centering ourselves on ourselves, that we're more able to bring into the world the truth that is beneficial, the truth that the world is ready for. May it be that our practice here today is through the vehicle of truth for the benefit and welfare and happiness of all beings. May our practice benefit this world that we live in.